The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot. That's a different study the Nishmat Abraham Esther. روح Hashem كان يحلو بجن عدن أمين تلاقي استعبس بنستلف وأشهر إمامكي بن جيمي ولاتصلاحات بن يمين وردخاي بن أستير ويبيجن تلاقي زعب نصدي زاين عمود بيت we are starting أشكيحان حطات it's a few lines before they get wide. Gemara says Ashkechan Chatat the Mekadeshet. We already found that the Chatat can be Mekadesh Bebalua. That if you take the oil, the fat of the Chatat, and you smear it on the Shilamim, let's say, was roasted. So you smear it on the Shilamim.
Lecture mode on.
Buleya. And if it's Osir. So Ashkechan Chatat. We found that Chatat the Mekadeshet Bebalua. It's Mekadesh the Chaticha that touches it. And it's Boleya from it. Because the Pasuk over there was talking about Chatat. So the question is, Sha'ar Kadashim Minalan. How do we know that other Kadashim that touch something else, when we boleya from them, they're going to become asur. Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Zot Torah La'ola La'mincha V'lachatat V'la'asham V'la'miluim Ozeva Hashilamim. This pasuk says all korbanot all the same. Zot Torah all the same law. L'chatat L'asham all the same law to all the laws. Rashi Hukshu Kulan Zelaze. They all compared to each other. L'mod to learn one law from the other, which means all the korbanot are compared to Ola, all the korbanot are compared to Asham, all the korbanot are compared to Chatat, which means we're going to learn separate laws from each korban and then we're going to apply it to everything else that's in the pasuk. So therefore, since we learned by Chatat, the Chatat that goes on another korban is Boleya and becomes Asu like it, so to any of these korbanot, Shilamim that goes on a Qurban or Hulin or something like that, all these Qurbanot have the ability to Mekadesh what it touches. Now the Gemara is going to go through every single item in the Pasuk and explain what its property is, and from that we're going to learn it to all the other Qurbanot that are written in the Pasuk. The Gemara begins La'ola. What do we learn from the word La'ola? Ki'ola Ma'ala tona keli, af kol tona keli. You need a keli when it comes to the Qurban Ola. What do you mean a keli? So when I says my keli, what does it mean a keli? Kidi ma mizrak. Mizrak, meaning you need a kli sharet to receive the blood. Just like Ola you need it. So to buy all of them. So the Gemara says, that's not Ola only. V'shamesi bo nameketi behu. V'yikach Moshe hatzi adam. V'yasem ba'ganot. We have a pasuk beferush that talks about Moshe Rabbeinu bore Qurban Shilamim. And it says he took the blood and he received it in Aganot. Aganot is a klisharet. So why are you learning Davka Ola needs klisharet? We know already Shilamim also needs klisharet. So it's not something exclusive to Ola. You say, oh, just like Ola needs klisharet, all of them klisharet. Although you could learn that from the word Shilamim in the Pasuk. Because we know Shilamim also needs klisharet, because we have a Pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu that says he collected the blood by Aganot. So why are you learning that from the word Ola more than the word Shilamim? And she says, ויעשם בהגנות ואין עם המזרק לקבלת דם וידית מעולת סיני תכתיב וישלח נערי בני ישראל וכתיב עולה אתם over there it says by the עולה that they brought in הר סיני that they received it in a keli. But it says by שלמים also of הר סיני they received it in a keli. ויעשה בעיונות, וכיוון דעדו לתקוש קודול שלמים, לכתיב בוואי קרא, ואפילו מילה, which is any way you're learning something from שלמים. So add this to the שלמים list. Why you have to add this to the עולה list? Anyway, we're making everything compared to שלמים, like we're going to do now. And it says, אלא דסכין. Oh, it's coming to tell you. Just like עולה. Needs a סכין for שחיטה, which means you need a special סכין, which is a cliche edit. As opposed to using, let's say, a rock that's sharp or something like that. No, you need a knife. How do you know that? Ve'olah gufah min alan dechtiv, ve'ishlach Avraham et yado, ve'yikach et ma'achelet. Ve'atam olahu dechtiv, ve'ya'aleh le'olah tahad beno. Avraham Avinu, that's how we learn sakin. Says he took the ma'achelet. What's the ma'achelet? A knife. Ma'achelet, meaning it prepares the animal for achila. So therefore, he takes the knife, and what type of korban was it? Ve'alehu le'olah. Also, from there we learn sakin. Ma'olah te'onah sakin minikli sharet. So to all the korbanot you need a sakin. Says good. That's zot haTorah le'olah. Now what do we learn from mincha? La mincha ma mincha ena nechelit el zichrei keuna. Af kol eram nechelim el zichrei keuna. Who eats just like mincha is only eaten by male kohanim, so to all the korbanot that are mentioned in the pasuk are only eaten by male kohanim. Mayi, the Gemara says, what does it mean to say? I hatat ve'asham be'edya ketiv bihu kol zachar be'kohanim yuchelenu. What are you teaching me? That what? All korbanot hatat and asham, I don't need you to teach me. It's befirush pasuk in the Torah. And if you're going to tell me it's coming to teach me shalme sibur, korban shalami of the sibur that's eaten davka by the kohanim zichrei keuna merebuya dekra ate, we learned that already from extra words in the pasuk, because it says bekodesh hakodashim tochelenu kozachar yochal oto. Then it says the end of the pasuk kodesh yelach limed hashalme sibur she'enam neechalim ela zichrei keuna. So we had extra words in that pasuk kodesh yelach to come and teach me that even Shalmei Sibur is only eaten by Zichrei Keuna. So what korban are you coming to include? So you tell me about Mincha. Ma Mincha Zichrei Keuna, Af Kulam Zichrei Keuna. Well, Ola is not eaten, so I don't need to learn Ola. Ola is not eaten by Zichrei Keuna, Yisboel Mizbeah. So what are you left with? Hatat HaRasham, it's a Befirush Pasuk. Okay, Shalmei Sibur, we have a Dirasha. So what was Mincha coming to teach me about the other items that we didn't know already? It says Tanaehi. It's actually a machloket amongst the Tanaim. Ika denavka demeacha, vika denavka demeacha. Some learn Shalmei Sibur from the Dirasha, Kodesh Yelach, and other Tanaim learn it from Mincha. So therefore, we're going according to the opinions that are saying that we learn it from Mincha, meaning Ma Mincha Nechal Zichrei Keuna. So to Shalmei Sibur is eaten davka b'Zichrei Keuna. Hatat. Okay, next pasuk. So the Torah La'ola, La Mincha. ולחטאת, עושה לחטאת. מה חטאת מקדשת בבלואה? אף כל מקדשת בבלואה. אוקיי. Which means what? Just like the חטאת, it goes into the שלמים, it's מקדשת. So to all קורבנות, that are מקדש בבלואה. ראשי, מה חטאת מקדש בבלוע ואף אגב זה במנחנה מכתיב כל אשר יגע בו יקדש זה מקדש בבלוע יצטריך להוקשין ולחטאת זה במנחה לא מציע אלפי תקרא למה לא אתקש במנחה אלא לעניין זה כלי כהונה הרי בבלוע זה מנחה דווקא דלקיחה זה מבלע ושאר קדשים לא. She's asking a question, what do you need to learn from חטאת from? We know by מנחה also, we learned the two רקיקי מנחה that touch each other, so it's bolaya, one of them is bolaya inside the other one. So learn it from there. There's none. I could have argued that maybe menachot that are soft, they have the ability to bolaya, but maybe don't learn it to other cases. Mashenken and cases over here where these are more thicker or more or harder consistency, so therefore I would have thought that maybe they're not bolaya. So if it was just from mincha, I could not learn from there. I would say, because it's bolaya into something soft. The minachot are all soft. So maybe when you have a minha that's soft, it goes into something soft. But shaking the hatat, let's say it's the fat, but it's going into a piece of meat which is a solid item, maybe you can't learn from there. So that's what we have to learn it from. Hatat teach me even hard items, like a piece of meat, it's mulaya inside of it. That's what she says. You could have learned it from minha, I would have made a hainuk. Gemara continues. Okay, Zot Torah, La'ola. Let's review so far what we got until. La'ola taught me what? Sakim. Sakim. Zot Torah, La'ola. Lam Minha. Minha taught me Zikhre Kehuna. La Asham. Sorry. La Hatat taught me Balua. That goes in. Gemara says, Asham. Ma Asham, En Shafir Vishudia, Kadosh Bo. Afkol En Shafir Vishudia, Kadosh Bo. Okay. Asham. Let's say the Asham is pregnant. The Shafir and the Shilya, that's the innards, the inside of the like the intestines and all that, we're going to call of the inside of the Velad, is not Kadosh. Which means, normally you put those parts on the Mizbeah. However, by the Asham, you don't put the insides on the Mizbeah of the Velad of the Asham. You know why you don't do it? Because the Asham is a Zachar. There's no insides. So therefore, from there we learn, just like the Asham, the Vlad, which in parentheses, there is no Vlad because it's a Zachar, doesn't go on the Mizbeah. Af kol in Shapir v'shal Kadosh Bo. Even in the case where there is one now, like a Hatat could be in the Keva. Even so, the Vlad's innards do not go on the Mizbeah. Okay, so you're learning... I know, you're learning something that's from impossible to something that's possible. So the Gemara says, Kasabar, Veladot Kadashim, Bahabayatan, En Kedoshim, Vedanin Efshar, Mishi Efshar. First of all, he holds that the Veladot of Kadashim, that the Veladot, the offspring of Kodashim, do not become sanctified in the mother's womb. So just because you sanctify the animal doesn't make the baby inside kadosh. They only become sanctified if they came out and then you consecrated them. So therefore, just because you said they're hatat doesn't mean that the kids are hatat inside also. So therefore, the innards do not have to go on the mizbeah. And he learns also, this rabbi, obviously, that you could learn a case of ifshar from a case of e-ifshar. Because I'm learning a case of hatat where it's ifshar to have a vlad. From a case of Asham, she'i efshar to have a Vlad, because it's a male. But, danin efshar, she'i efshar. You can learn. So therefore, that's what we learn from Hattat. I mean from Asham. Look at Rashi. Ma Asham. See the big Rashi there? Ma Asham, en shapir v'shiliyah kadosh, dehazakharu. That's why there's no Vlad over there, because it's a male. Ve'en lechal omar, be'chalev, v'shtekilayot shelo. Right, and if you're not going to put the chaylev in the shtei kelayot, because there is no chaylev in shtei kelayot. She'av shel shliyah shemi'ahav mashma, av ba'im nekebot, kegon hatat ushlamim, en shmi v'shliyah kadosh b'hem, ve'en chaylev shtei kelayot shel shlil shebemeahem kerevim u'me'ule. Lo ha'velel, okay, period. And therefore, me'ula. And therefore, we don't bring them up either. Just like we don't bring up the shvir and shliyah, which is the chaylev in shtei kelayot, the part to go on the mizbeah. That's what it means. Just like you don't bring them up on the Mizbeah for the Asham, because it's a male, so to even the Hattat, if it was pregnant, you don't bring it up. Now, Umme Ola, Alu Avidim Elaf. Why don't you learn that from Ola, as she says? Because Ola, the whole thing goes on the Mizbeah. So if you're not taking anything from the Mizbeah anyway. Dehavi, Dechalili. Ve'af kosh inshpiv shulia kadosh bo, lo matzil lememar, דלב לעולם מדמית לושלי אף שאר בשר אינו קרב. Okay, let's get this question again. מעולה לא אבי למלף. Why can't I learn from עולה and say, well, if the עולה was pregnant, you don't put the insides on the mizbeah? Yeah, yes. למה לא לומדים מעולה? Ola, by the way, only comes from Zecharim. Good. So just like Ola, that only comes from Zecharim. There's no insides of the Velad. So learn from everywhere else. ותינת שלהן הקטנת האמונים של שביב העולה אין ללמוד שאין קורבנות בעולה, שיש הבדל בעיקר הדין של הקטנת האמונים בין עולה לשאר קורבנות. עולה מוקטרת כולה על המזבח. Maybe it's its own island, a separate entity. The whole thing goes, you can't learn from Allah to anything else. Kulan la mizbaya. You want to learn from Kurbanot that some go on the mizbaya, some go off the mizbaya. Okay, so we don't want to. Allah is a separate category. You can't learn from that. Okay. What else does he want to say to she? צורת עולה, אף שאר הבשר נוכל לבחיר לצחרי כהונה, לא יליף מחטאת והשם כדי יליף ממנה, כדי שאמה יקשינו למנחה, לנפי זפה של מסיבון מהשם וחטאת משום לכתיב את הוויו, ובכלל זכרים הוא, קודש חדשים הוא, ולכך, מתן עושה לפי, אילו מקשה, דמנחה. Okay, why don't you learn from, what's this word over here? Asham, why don't you learn from Asham, which we're learning Asham, ולדות. Why don't you learn from Asham, זכרי כהונה? We learn Zikri Kuna from Mincha. Zod HaTorah La'olah La'mincha Zikri Kuna. Why don't you learn Zikri Kuna from the word Asham? That's his question. We'll learn both from Asham. Fine.
Then you wouldn't learn anything from Mincha.
We'll learn to the Gansu Mincha. Obviously, there's a reason why you learned it from there, not from me. You can learn two with teams. So it says, La'chilan Zikri Kuna lo yalif mechatat ve'asham. כדי יליף ממנחה דתקשר לך אמה יקשינו למנחה ללפה זבחה של מסיבור מהשם וחטאת משום לכתיב את תרוויו גבי אכילת זכרים הוא קודש קדשים הוא אל כך נתום למצא ילפה היא לא מקשה למנחה. Exactly, because I'll say that by Asham it's written בפירוש. So maybe since it's written בפירוש in the Torah by Asham זכרי כהונה, so maybe say you can't learn from it everywhere else. Maybe that's a gizrat the katu davka by Asham. So I have to learn from somewhere else, from Hikish, from Minchat to somewhere else. Could be by Hatat and Asham. So I would have said that maybe davka by what do you call it, the Hatat and Asham is zikrei kuna, not anywhere else. So if we had a special Hikish, zot the Torah, the Hatat, the Minchat, to teach Minchat after these other items as well. To teach me Menchat, really only to teach me the Shamei Sibur. Because the only one that was outstanding was Shamei Sibur. Because Hatat and Hashem is Befidush. The Menchat is my known. And Olah, there's no eating. So it's to teach me Shamei Sibur. Okay, but I wouldn't have learned it from the other two, because I would have said those two are Befidush. And Mashiach, therefore I need a kish from Menchat to come and tell me, Ma Menchat, Zichne Keuna, Af Shamei Sibur, to Zichne Kuna. Question? Miluim?
The
women don't eat? No. Even the
Shalamim that
you're going
to get, the women don't touch?
Shalmesibur, the women do not eat. Zichne Kuna. And the Shalamim also, because everything is connected? Shalmesibur, public Shalamim, not a private Shalamim.
But they're not connected? All together?
Shalmesibur. Only Shlame Sibur. Could be a private Shlamim. Could be they eat.
The woman would eat.
Could be. Private Shlamim. But not Shlamim that you bring on holidays, things like that. Public. Whatever the public Shlamim are that they brought.
Terumah,
yes. Terumah, that Torah says.
Donation. What they eating? The woman. Okay.
They can eat from the private Kurbanot or the other Hulin meat they can eat. But from Kurbanot, it's Zichre Kehuna. Okay? Especially the Zikrei Kuna, they are the ones to bring the kapara. There's eating in the kapara. Well, there's kapara in the eating. So the Zikrei Kuna have a din kohanim. The ladies don't have a din kehuna in Lenyan. That kohanim, ochlim, ba'alim, mit kaprim. They don't have that power. Comes the Gemara and says, okay, so that's that item. Okay, let's see the next situation. Okay, Miluim. Zod Torah. La'ola, la'mincha, la'hatat, v'la'asham, v'la'miluim. What was Miluim? Miluim was the korbanot that they brought on the 7 days of the Miluim before they inaugurated the Mishkan, or before they opened the Mishkan. So they brought korbanot on that day. So it says with Miluim, Motrehem b'strefa, ואין בעלי חיים במותריהם, אף כל מותריהם בשריפה, ואין בעלי חיים במותריהם. אוקיי? לא. במילואים, any leftover animals that they had, they didn't burn them. Leftover animals that were alive, they didn't burn them. You would have thought maybe if you consecrated an animal and then you didn't bring it on the Mizbeach, at the end of the day it was extras, leftovers. So since you consecrated it, maybe there's a law that after a certain period of time becomes notar, and now you have to, or leftovers, and you have to burn it by a certain period of time. But we know that's not so. Because by the Midu'im they didn't do that. You know why they didn't do that? Because they had the exact amount of korbanot, they had the right amount. So therefore, just again, it's like you have a case where we had exact, they have the exact amount. So there was no mutar by ba'al hayim. So therefore, mutar, we learn from them, mutar by ba'al hayim. Well, I'll give you a case, just so you can have a case. Why would you have extra? I have a korban. I say that I consecrated it for hatat, whatever. I lost it. I consecrated another one. I brought it on the mizbeach. I found the first one. So this is leftovers now. So you would have thought, oh, leftovers, a mutar, it's extra, not leftovers, not extra, burn it maybe. No, just like by Milu'im, we didn't do that. We didn't do that because it didn't happen. Okay, good. Just like that didn't happen. You only burn meat after it's consecrated, after it's slaughtered, after shechita, the meat becomes kadosh. Now there's also mutar. If you didn't bring it on the mizbeach by a certain period of time, then you have to burn it. But by the hayim, when the animal's still alive, and it's an extra thing, you don't need it anymore. It's not burned. It's not ta'un sirifa. It's not the din of notar. We saw it's extra, burn it. No, that's a different din. Look at Rashi. Ma'am Elohim, first white line. Ma'am Elohim, mutrihim b'srifa. ולא היו בעלי החיים במותריהם במילואים שהרי קורבן ציבור היו ולא פרשו שניים לאחריות וגם לא עבד אחד מהם ויפי שחד תחתיו. Exactly, which means these were קורבנות ציבור. They normally, sometimes when a private person brings a קורבן, he could consecrate two just in case he loses the other one. Here they didn't consecrate two at a time, they only consecrated one. There was no lost animals that you needed to on the Milu'im, whatever they brought on the Mizbeach was perfectly accounted for. They didn't lose an animal that they needed another one to be Kodesh. So therefore there was no Mutar by the Milu'im. It was whatever was brought up on the Mizbeach was brought up on the Mizbeach. At the end of the day there was no outstanding Korbanot.
Giving the example is, let's say he lost the
Korban. He didn't make Timurah. Timurah is the Kiddushah of this Korban to go on that Korban. The lost an animal to me, I lost it, so I gotta bring another one. So he brought another one. Now he brought that on his van, he found the first one. So that's mutar. Says, oh, it's in mutar bebaalei hayim. In yada, you have to go make serifa on the animal. What do you do with it? That's a good question. That's a good question, what you do with it. What we do with it is a question. But we don't burn it like notar. That you have to burn notar. Baalei chayim doesn't have anything to do with notar. Maybe let it graze, let it get a baal mum, let it do something. But you don't burn it like a regular notar din. What does he say to do with it? I'll tell you what to do with it. Notar. Hu korban shen tkaplu ba'alav. Yefrish and is lost. Mimsa rishon. Hashini hu motar. Well, let's say you took two animals from the beginning for insurance. Just in case you lose this one, you'll have a second one as insurance. The second one is not considered mutar. Very good. Let it graze until it gets a moon. He's saying, what do I need? Can an order ask a question? Because we know the laws already. This is moon. This is let it graze until it has a moon. This is we have a special din of shulamim and tohudah. Says, what we know what to do with these animals already from other sources. Why do you need a special din to tell me you don't burn them? The chaurah, the kenon, just asking. We had sources from other places that we know what to do with these korbanot that are leftovers. Why did you need a special drasha from Miluim to teach me? Ah, just like Miluim knew the leftovers, and then we learned that the leftovers you don't burn. We know what to do with them already. He answers. Okay, so again, let's review it in our mind. So we just know this pasuk is a famous pasuk we said every day in the tefillah. Zo the Torah la'olam l'sakim la'olam la'mincha zechri keuna v'la'hatat l'zboleya v'la'asham is the law of innards, and the v'lad, there's no v'lad. Okay, the stuff from the v'lad doesn't go on the mizbeach. Because zakhar, danin efshar, mashi efshar, v'lamiluim. Ma miluim, the leftover korbanot that were not brought on the mizbeach, you don't burn them. There's no din of sinefa, like notar, bebale hayim. Of course, so too everywhere, there's no din of notar, bebale hayim, that are done b'srefa. Okay, what are we left with? The keli we threw out for the sakin, exactly. Correct. Okay, the Gemara says, Shilamim, Zema Shilamim. Ma Shilamim, Mefaglin, Umitpagelin, Avko, Mefaglin, Umitpagelin. Pigul, Ma Shilamim, it's Mefagel and it's Mitpagel. Mitpagel means it itself becomes Pigul when the Kohen, let's say, has a thought to eat it past its time. And it's Mefagel other things. For example, the Nesachim now, that they pour on the Mizbeah with the Shilamim, becomes a suit as well. So it's mitpagel me'atzmo u'mifagel achirim. Now you can't put this wine on the Mizbeah either. The Nesachim become a suit also. Why? Because it's connected to the Korban. Once the meat becomes pigul, everything that's connected to the Korban becomes pigul as well. So to all Korbanot, they have pigul, mitpaglim u'mifaglim. Both things happen. Nashi, mifaglim, et Nesachim. שאם חושב בזבח ונסחים מפוגלים לפי איזה מחשבה נזבח נסחים ביקם פיגול משמעה כי ידים משלמים עיקר פיגול כתיבו עיקר פיגול נזוי בעי שלמים that's why even the פיגול applies to all the קורבנות the reason why we learned it from שלמים because in the פסוק of פיגול it was talking about the שלמים in that פסוק so that's the property of the שלמים and we learned so Torah to teach me that the Torah פיגול applies to everywhere else. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Another way of being doresh to pasuk. V'matnita tana v'shemet Rabbi Akiva. Zot Torah. Zot mincha. What does mincha teach me? Ma mincha mekadesh bebalua. Af kol mekadeshet bebalua. V'sarich l'mechtav mincha. V'sarich l'mechtav chatat. Di yashminan mincha. V'aydi d'lekicha mebleha. Aval chatat. אם לא, יש מן החטאת משום דקריר, אבל מנחה, אם לא, סריחה. רבי עקיבא learns from מנחה, the law of בלואה. So it comes out, he has two laws of בלואה. He learns from מנחה, the law of בלואה, and the law of חטאת teaches me בלואה. What about two פסוקים to teach me the same din of בלואה? That if one of them touches each other hot, that it goes into the other one. So Gemara says, וסריח. למכתב מנחה, וסריך למכתב חטאת, because both of them according to Rabbi Akiva teach me the same law. Why would I need two laws? יש מן המנחה, I would say דרכיך, because the מנחה is soft, so I say two soft iron, they bolaya in it. Now shaken by the חטאת, it's a hard piece of meat, maybe it's not bolaya inside of it. And if it would have said the חטאת, I would say משום דקריר. This is בשר מחלחל. מה זה מחלחל? Why? Because it has. Why does it penetrate? Mitoshu ava. And therefore, what? The bilia goes inside of it. Ava mincha. That's not dense. Emalo. What's that side of the equation? It's the first side. Soft. What time it goes in? Okay, so. And the second shita. If only said. And second logic. If only would have said hatat. No, I would have said dense goes in. No, v'yesh min chatat mishum dekarir. Because it's dense, I would say it's bolaya. Because it's dense, it goes in, it's bolaya. Mashaken, the mincha, it's not dense, so it doesn't go in. Hey, can it something with the dense causes it to go in more than the other one?
Right. Rabbi, this pig. He says it's the shuman from the chatat.
Of course, we know that already. So it's the shuman of the chatat on the shlamim.
Right.
So therefore, who's going to?
So it goes in, meaning he's defining.
That's dense.
He's defining it not as dense. It's not as it penetrates. That's what it's right here.
Mehalhal penetrates.
Because
what's dense?
It goes in and maybe stays.
It's marinated. The meat is dense, so therefore the fat can go into it. Mashiach came when you have two pieces of bread.
Air pocket goes in and out.
The meat, which is dense, could be the boleya, the shomen of the hatat, because it's solid and it sucks it in somehow. Mashiach came the bread of the minchot. Not heavy, it's not dense somehow, it's not going to be penetrating. Okay. Im kabbalah lekabel. But that's the point. According to Rabbi Akiva, you need both items. Because I cannot learn the bidi'ah of mencha to mencha, to chata to shlamim. I need both items. Gemara says, okay, so that's Rabbi Akiva's fadush. There's two. We'll get. Chatat. Oh, so what's chatat? Come and teach me. What do you mean was Hatat come and teach me? Oh, besides Bidya, Hatat's coming to teach me something else. Hatat, ma Hatat in aba ela minachulin. Ubayom, ubiyadoi manit. I've called in aba ela minachulin, ubayom, ubiyadoi manit. Okay, a lot of laws we're learning from Hatat now. Hatat number one only comes from Hulin, which is clear. You cannot bring it from Ma'ot Ma'asir Shenil, for example. You have money from Asir Shini that cannot be brought to Hatat, it can be brought from Qudin money, except it can only be brought in the day. It can only be brought with the right hand, for example. All the Avodot are done with the right hand. So too, all Korbanot that are written in the Pasuk, oh, Torah, La'ula, La'Hatat, La'Asham, all of them are brought from Qudin during the day with the right hand. So Gemara says, oh, who told you that? How do you know Hatat is so? So the Gemara says, "V'hatat minalan." How do you know hatat? See, the Gemara's question before Nabi Akiva was, "You're learning mincha de baluwalu." We're going back, hatat de baluwalu. But the Torah, when it wrote the baluwalu, wrote it by hatat, by the way. In the Torah's case, where it says, "V'kol anogei abo yigdash," is by hatat. So why are you learning bidi'ah from mincha if we have a pasuk that learned bidi'ah from hatat, Nabi Akiva? Oh, you know why? You can't learn one from the other. Okay, beautiful. Now, what is the hatat in the pasuk of Zot Torah, La'ula, Ve'la-Mincha, Ve'la-Hatat? What is that hatat in the pasuk coming to teach me? Oh, you know what's coming to teach me? Chulin, Yadoi Manit, Ubayom. So Gemara says, Ve'hatat min alan. Who told you that hatat only comes from Chulin? Maybe I can bring hatat from Ma'asir Sheni money. Amar b'chazda malkera v'ikriv aron et par ha-chatat asher lo mishel lo v'lo mishel simur v'lo mishel mishel ma'aser mishel lo, it's gotta come from good. The Torah says how do you know bayom bayom savoto nafka, we have a pasuk on the day that God commanded them, so that's how we know bayom v'lo balayla. So the Torah says, so therefore if you know from bayom savoto, why do you need it for? Which we have a befirush pasuk by korbanot. By all korbanot it says beyom savoto. So why do I need to learn it from hatat? I have a pasuk that says beyom savoto. That's about all the korbanot. In parashat korbanot it says this is the laws of the korbanot that a kadosh baruch hu gave to beyom savoto. So what do you need to learn yom from hatat? I have a befirush pasuk. It was right. Keden asba. Brought it in. Derek agav. Yom lav davka. The main limud was. For that it doesn't come from only Chodin. So what you throw in Yom for? Can we throw in Yom also? You don't need Yom. We know we have a Befirush Pasuk. We might as well do the same thing. Be'adoi manit, right hand. What do you mean? We know that already. Medrab Baruchana Nafka. Tamar Baruchana. Amar Shlakish. Kol Makom Shneimar. Etzba Vekehuna. Enu Ela Yamin. We have a law. Anytime it says in the Korbanot, when you see the two keywords, Etzba and Kohen, you know it's got to be done with the right hand. Oh, so we know right hand already. Oh, so you know right hand already. So what do you tell me right hand from Hatat? We know right hand because all these things have etzba kohen. Yeah, kedenasba. throw it in also. Then it can go. Look at Rashi from the bottom. The Rabba Baruchana Nafka. Because the Kadatach or Etzba or Kehuna. At this point, we're thinking that any time you see in any parasha of the Korbanot, or the word Etzba or the word Kohen, that's right. He means okay. For sure, Kohen is written by all of them. So therefore, we know righty. So Gemara answers the Ibaite Ma Savala Kibi Shimon. The Amar Etzba Lo Ba'aya Kehuna Kehuna Ba'aya Etzba. Oh, so he makes a Chiluk. The Bishimon. When's the Bishimon? The Bishimon comes along and says Etzba. When it says the pasuk Etzba Lo Ba'aya Kehuna, it does not necessarily need to be done by a Kohen. Kehuna, but when it says the word the Kehuna Ba'aya Etzba, which means the Mila Etzba alone, teaches us that what? That it has to be done by a Yad Yamin. And therefore, we don't need a special limud by Kohen. However, the word of Kohen alone needs the word Etzba in order to teach us that. Which means, Etzba teaches me Yad Yamin. Kohen alone would not teach me Yad Yamin unless I have the word Etzba. Etzba alone, Yamin. Kohen alone does not tell me Yamin unless it has the word Etzba. Oh, so therefore where it says Kohen alone, I don't know right. So in some of the Korbanot, it says Kohen alone. So therefore I need Hatat to teach me Mal Hatat Yad Yamin. So too the Korbanot that only have the word Kohen in there, also Yad Yamin. First answer was, it says the word Kohen, right-handed. Or Etzba or Kohen. Anytime you see one of those two keywords, it means righty. Right-handed. So I don't need Hatat to teach me right. I know it's from either the word. Every Korban has the word Kohen in there. Second answer. Kohen doesn't teach you that. Etzba teaches you that. Now, a lot of the Korban says Etzba. But some of them don't say the word Etzba. Some of them just say Kohen. Kohen will not teach me right. So where do I learn those Korbanot from? Hatat. Ma Hatat Yajimani. Af Korbanot Shekatu Bahem Kohen. Yajimani. No Yemini. Good? Go further. Okay, Asham. This is all the Biakiva talking. Yeah, all the Dirashot differently so far. Ma Asham. Ma Asham Atzmotav Mutarim. Of course, Atzmotav Mutarim. Okay, bones. Just like the bones of the Asham Mutar, which means you can make vessels out of them. You make a kelim out of them. You don't put the bones on them. It's not an Ola. You don't put the bones on them. It's bayah. What do you do with the bones of the Asham? Take them for yourself. Make a vessel. Make a kelim out of them. So to all the bones of the Korbanot, you make a keli out of them, Rashi. Ma Hashem atzmah mutarim, la'asut mehem kelim. Not Ola. Ola, more slow. Ola goes on the Mizbeah. Continue, Rashi. Yeah, Ma Hashem, exactly. Whatever Korbanot are not Ola, the bones are permissible. Exactly. No, exactly. No me'ilah on bones. Midiyuk, the bones itself are not considered kedushat korban. Exactly. He says over here, we're talking about bones that don't have the marrow in them. The bones have marrow, that's basar. Bones that have marrow is basar. So it's got to be the dry bones of the korban. Okay? Continue. Amarava continues, says, Peshitali. Dam Hatat Lemata. Okay, back to the beginning. We have one more point. It's an easy point in the Gemara now. We're done. You have a beged. What do we say? Dam Hatat goes on the beged. What do you got to do? Kibus. Okay, without a question. Dam Hatat's touching the beged, and then you have Dam Ola on top of it. Okay, the Dam Hatat's touching the beged. That's for sure. You have to make kibus. But what if it would be the opposite? What if the Dam Ola was touching the beged? There's no din of kibus by Dam Ola. And the Dam Hatat is on the Dam of the Ola. It's not really touching the beged, but it's Balua. They had to touch it, not touch it. Read. Dam Hatat Lemata. If Dam Hatat's on the bottom of the beged, the Dam Ola Lemala. The Dam Ola's on top. Taun kibus. That's for sure, because it's on the beged. Dam Ola Lemata. How would you look at that way? With the Dam Ola is on the bottom, touching the bacon, and the Hatat is on the top. Nishum no geyahu, veha no geyah. Is it touching the bacon? It's touching the bacon, yeah. So maybe The deed isn't touching. Or it's a deen of bidi'ah. It's not balua in the bigger, it's balua in the top blood. It's not balua in the garment itself. So if it's a deen in touching the garment, it's touching the garment. But if it's a deen in bidi'ah, it's not considered balua. That's the Gemara's question. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Third line. Shidam ola nibla bebeget. That's for sure. The dam ola is nibla. Ukshinafal dam hatat alav nogeya ubebeget. Avelun nibla. That's savale. It's already satiated that section of the garment. You understand? The blood of the ola went in. Saturated. Okay, it's all full over here now. When the hatat comes on, it's touching the beget, but it's not going in. Because it drank whatever it can drink already in that section. So if you say touching, it's touching. But if you say balua, it's not balua. It's on top surface. It's on the surface. It doesn't go in anymore. Whatever it can drink, it drank. The cloth, the fabric absorbed the fire like on it. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, Hadat Pashta. After he asked the question, he answered it. The en te'unin kibus. You know kibus. It's got to be balua. Amar Rabba, Pshitali. Dam al bigdo. Chotzetz. Oh, now we're going into a new law over here. You're dipping tevila. A guy is a bigot. It's tame. What does he got to do with it in the olden days? Mikveh. He dips it in the mikveh. Oh, see, there was blood on it. Oh, blood's a chatzitza. Because normally you don't want blood on your garment. The law is, whatever you do not want on the garment, so you makpid. So you makpid on it, it's a chatzitza. Yeah, but what if I'm a butcher? And I'm not makpid on blood on my garment, because that's what I do all day long. So therefore, from a butcher, there's blood on the garment, and I dipped it like that, it'll be okay. Because the law is, if you're not makpid. So it says, Pshita li dam al bigdo chotzetz. Ve'im tabachu en chotzetz. But if he's a butcher, it's not going to be chotzetz, because it's akhbat no. He has blood on his garments all day. Next one. Revav al bigdo, what's the revav? Fat. Chotzetz. The guy wants fat on his garment. But if he's a revav seller, he no chotzetz. Same thing. So Gemara says, okay, good. That's that. What if he had both on his garment now? Ba'eh revav. Dam urevav al bigdo mahu. So Gemara says, im tabachu tipuk lemishum revav. Ve'im mocher revavu tipuk lemishum dam. What's the question? If he's a butcher, it's a hatitza because of the fat. If he's a revav seller, it's a hatitza because of the blow. What's the question? You have both. What is he selling? No. He sells both. What's the question? If he sells both, it should be okay. No, the Gemara says, Ahada lo kapit. Atarte kapit. There's a limit also, even the guy sells it. He doesn't want to be a mess. So maybe on one item, he's not makpid. But two, his fat on his garment and the blood on his garment, maybe he's makpid. Or Dilma, Tati Nami lo kapid. Who cares? Maybe the guy's okay, he's selling both. He's not makpid on either of them. Tiku, Rashi. Atarti kapid, vafagab diragid betarvayu. Even though he sells both. Genayu lo shiru shinehem al begadav. That's a mess. Both of them on his garment. Or Dilma, no. Who il bishnem ragi? Listen, no one's going to say that. Genayu works for both of them. Gemara says, Tiku, adran alach, ram hatta.